this game won't be like that.
Only for me, Alex, you touched on the inconsistency. Is that a worry to you? Because the games you've dominated then just didn't seem to have it for the 90 minutes. Is that a problem?
It's not the 90 minutes. That's not what I'm saying. What happens is you take what I'm saying and you sort of turn that into what you want it to look like. What I'm saying is consistency means that we haven't won enough games. That's really quite straightforward for anybody to look at. I would suggest that most of the games, there's been very little in it. What we haven't done is been consistent in the fact that we've been clinical, we've punished teams and we've got results. That's where the consistency has been inconsistent.
It was interesting to see Ryan Woods come off the bench for Hull. Of course, he was at Stoke. And when he arrived, the first two or three games, he was full of enthusiasm. You know, he was everywhere on the pitch. He was putting the other players to shame. But it didn't last. It seemed to just drift away and soon he lost his place and soon he was on his way. And it's the same story for dozens of players here at Stoke for the last 5 or 6 years. You've got five new players just come in. How do you keep that enthusiasm with them?
I don't know, but that's one of the most miserable, pessimistic views I've ever heard, honestly. So you're basically saying that he got the soul sucked out of Ryan Woods while he was here?
Yeah. And a lot of other players as well.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Yeah.
So what are you, you're hoping that the five players that I've signed don't what?
Will they start with great enthusiasm?
They'll start with great enthusiasm, they'll continue with great enthusiasm, and they'll do as best they can.
How does
every team sustain it? You've got a determination and a will to win. You don't become an elite sportsman at this level, right, unless you're extremely determined, because there'll be less than 1% of the population that have played football to make it to this level. You don't get there unless you've got determination to win, unless you've got a pride about what you do. So I actually take offence to that, the fact that you're saying as if the players are going to be giving up or not playing with enthusiasm. I totally disagree with everything you've just said there.
Okay.
And to be honest, to talk about Ryan Woods, I never coached Ryan Woods, so I can't even comment on that.
I didn't want to use players that you've coached.
Well, you can use them if you want. I'll take even more offence to that.
Okay. Well, let's look at your last 6 months. I mean, you took over in August. If someone had said to you in August,
yep,
in come February, you're going to be fighting a six-pointer at home against Huddersfield at the bottom end of the league, would that have surprised you?
Would that have surprised me? It's hard to answer that question because until you really come in, you don't know the dynamics, you don't know how the games have panned out. Am I disappointed that that's ended up being the case? Yeah, of course I'm frustrated with that, because I think that based on what we've served up so far, we could easily have had a lot more points on the board. And like I said earlier, the fact that we've missed opportunities and we've been sloppy on occasions, and I don't think it's due to lack of enthusiasm. I don't think it's due to the fact that, I don't know, they don't want to run about and try. I take exception to all of that. I think that there's fine margins in games, and we haven't found ourselves right in the fine margins in the games at times, and ultimately that's why we end up where we are at the moment. So, and the fact is, if we win the game, we go 8 points beyond Huddersfield. So, in sort of realistic terms, it's not necessarily a six-pointer. We're 5 points ahead at the moment.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.